So we just watched episodes 4 and 5 of Star Trek Prodigy. So what did you think?
Well, which ones? Both?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the first one was cool because they went to this cool planet and they had, like, and there was this weird thing that copied what they wished for. Like, one of them wished to see cute little creatures, and one of them wished to see the protostar thingy, and one of them wished to eat food, and one of them wished to see their parents again. And actually, it turned against them with these weird thingies.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that one. And for the second one was my favorite of those two, because they, so they figured out that actually the girl that was captured got escaped, and she, before, when she was about to leave the lockdown area, she decided to actually save the little squishy creature.
Yep, Murph.
Yeah. And then in the second one, they find her and they ask her all the stuff like, why did you do this and stuff like that, and they trust her. So they go on the mission thing again, and they find a way. They say that following the stars will help them because the world is changing against them. So then they found this place, but they figured out that she actually told them where mm-hmm. they are. Wait, what was her name?
Gwyn.
Gwyn told the other people about where they were.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, she told her dad and the bad robot guy. Yeah. His name is Dreadnought.
Oh, I hate that name. So they went on a journey, and then one of them saw the ship, so they ran.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I missed a part. When they found that weird creepy guy who knew everything,
yep.
They were about to stand out so they could shoot him, and she protected them.
Mm-hmm.
But then he shooted her leg where she got mm-hmm. where she hurt herself in the ship.
Yeah.
And she got weaker, and they ran away and found the ship area, I think, almost. And the other girl got stuck because all those weird thingies, what are they called?
Well, we don't know what their name are, but it was basically the planet was somehow alive, and it was yes. trying to trap them.
And it trapped her, and then she saw her father, the mm-hmm. real father, not like the fake one yep. that she dreamed of. And he saw the ship. Well, I'm not going to tell you what happens, but he saw a ship.
Mm-hmm.
And that he thought it was his, and he chose his ship over his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So then he walked onto it, and he figured out it was actually one of his dream things. You know how all the others got the dream things?
Yep.
He figured out that the ship was fake,
mm-hmm.
and the other people found it first. And then she found them, because they saved her.
Mm-hmm.
And then they heard that the ship was following them. So then something popped up on their big screen, and the father was happy to see her. He was like, okay, now retreat. Let me capture the other ones, and then we can be safe. And she said no, because you betrayed me, so I'm allowed to say no to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I choose my friends over you.
Mm-hmm.
So they went off, and then they started doing a big chase, and they found this thing called the protostar. The ship was called the protostar, but it's not the real protostar.
Mm-hmm.
So they activated it, and it just, like, the whole ship kind of turned the blue color.
Yeah.
And then they went, like, it started slowish, faster, and then it turned into a different kind of ship, and then zoom in the air, and that's all that I know.
Nice. Yeah, I definitely feel like it's good that we watched both of those at once, because there was a big cliffhanger at the end of the first one, and
yes.
we didn't know. We thought, like, oh gosh, they're all gonna die, so it was good that we had the next mm-hmm. one ready to go. What if you had gone to the planet that made your wishes, what would it have made for you?
What do you mean?
Like, if you were down on the planet and the planet was like, I can see Daphne's mind, and I'm going to give Daphne whatever she wants, what would it have made? It would
probably be corgi puppies.
Uh-huh. It
would be like a bunch yes. of corgi puppies.
Yes.
And they'd just be playing with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my weakness.
That would be very cute.
What would it be for you?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like it would just maybe be like endless time where all I would have to do is like watch Star Trek and read books and cross stitch things, and I wouldn't ever have to do anything else, and it would just be like, you don't have anything else to do. Here's a pile of books.
That would be your weakness, wouldn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would it be comics or graphic novels, or would it be chapter books?
A combination. Yeah. It would be like a big library.
For me, it'd probably be graphic novels because I'm in my graphic novel phase.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome. So what did you think about Hologram Janeway in this episode? She was like teaching them a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she was a good teacher, but they did not want to listen to her. They taught her how to map the course. They taught her how to do autopilot, which is very useful.
Mm-hmm.
And something really funny that happened in the thing was when they were shooting the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Zero, was her, is her name Zero?
Their name, yeah.
Their name, mm-hmm. Zero. Mm-hmm. Was using the laser gun, and they were, like, so bad at her.
Yeah.
That the other guy, wait, what was the other guy?
Dal.
That Dal just grabbed it from her because they almost shot him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And is Rock still your favorite character?
I think it's against Janeway, Zero, and Rock, of course. I think it's against,
Gwyn as well, do you like?
Yeah, it's against Gwyn, Rock,
mm-hmm.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three.
Okay.
But I think the one that's a little bit better is definitely Rock.
Rock's very cute.
So cute. Mm-hmm. Like, they think that he's a very tough guy, mm-hmm. but he's actually just so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
If I was, like, a tough boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that Rock is supposed to be an 8-year-old girl.
8?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But she sounds younger. Younger.
Possibly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Cool. Well, I really appreciate you watching it with me. So now the show is taking a break for the rest of the winter.
Oh, that's not fair. I really wish they kept making stuff.
Yeah, there will be new episodes coming out. I think they're saying like January, February. So.
Will you watch them with me?
Yeah, of course. Is there anything more you want to say about these episodes?
They're good.
Do you think that other kids who are your age would like this show? Do you think that it's better for, like, older kids or younger kids?
For me, it's definitely not for younger. Well, it might mm-hmm. be fun for 8-year-olds,
mm-hmm.
but 9 is a good age to go with. And I think that it would be good for all ages after that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree. There's lots of complicated words in there.
Maybe
so.
A bit of 7-year-olds, mm-hmm. but it depends if they're like a word genius at that age.
Yep. Awesome. Cool. Well, that's great. I think that our listeners really appreciate your perspective. So thanks again to Captain
Kara,
Daphne.
Yeah. My mom is going to...
Do you want me to stop recording?
No.
Okay.
And Stephanie might want to watch it. She's like a big fan of Star Trek.
Oh, okay. Madame Stephanie, your teacher's going to watch it because she's a big fan of Star
Maybe.
Trek?
Maybe. We'll ask her. So, yeah.
Okay. Hi, Madame Stephanie.
If she's watching.
Bonjour. Okay. Thanks so much, Daphne. Live long and prosper, and we'll see you when we have new episodes of Star Trek Prodigy.
Or I'll see you for a while long coming at your house.
At
my house.
Well, yes. I will see you before that, but we the Women at Warp listeners, will see you later.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much.